You're listening to the OMFL Franchise Show. I'm your host, Tony Bono. Welcome to the OMFL Franchise Show, where the amazing CFM stuff goes down, and not just in the DMs. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the OMFL Franchise Show with your host, Tony Bono. And boy, have I been slacking. It's been since week 11 of season 80 that we had an OMFL Franchise Show. Too long has it been. And, well, it's my fault. I've been a little busy, but no excuses, because we are already in season 81. In week one, and looks like we're going to advance to week two tonight. So, welcome back, pull up a chair, turn your radio up, and get ready to listen to some Bono for the next 15 minutes or so. So, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Guys, welcome back to the show. Here it's the Tony Bono here with you, and let's kind of recap season 80. Who other than the 49ers come out victorious in season 80 as the OMFL Bowl champions? Guess what, Duvall? You said that team couldn't win, and you left over pizza and burgers. Come on. You went to Minnesota, you had a decent season, but look at those 49ers with that defense just clamping down on everybody. Pulled out a Super Bowl, Super OMFL Bowl, and he's standing tall with those 49ers that just could not win. So I just beg to differ, Duvall, and I know I'm picking on you, but just something about it. Stay with the team. You never know what can happen. All right. Let's move on to season 81. Yes, and we are in season 81. We're in week one already. And over half the games are played. And the rest are getting played tonight. So week two is just on the cusp. So let's look at the games that's already been played. I'm going to run them down as fast as I can. So don't try to follow. If possible, skip ahead to the next segment if you want. But the Jacksonville Jaguars pull out a 13-3 victory over the Denver Broncos. The San Francisco Super Bowl OMFL Bowl champion team pulled out a 35-21 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. The Dallas Cowboys stomp those Jets 35-10. And maybe not stomp them, but they definitely clipped their wings. And the Green Bay Cheesehead Packers, well, they gum up the Lions 33-27. The Indianapolis Colts stomp on the Houston Texans 27-25. The LA Superchargers blow on the Minnesota Vikings horn, and they toot it louder than they do and win 34-20. The LA Rams could not withstand the Buccaneers' blades and lost 27-20. And the Miami Dolphins flipped their way past the Buffalo Bills 25-14. Carolina Panthers claw the Washington Redskins 23-21. And the New Orleans Saints jump over the Giants 15-14. That's all the scores I have. Let's get ready to move to the next segment. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Hey guys, welcome back. And let's do our team highlight. And let's look no further than the Baltimore Ravens. keep with the Halloween theme, shall we? It is Halloween, or getting right close to Halloween in a couple of days. And those Baltimore Ravens are looking scary good on paper. Mr. Mackey and those Ravens from Alfred Hitchcock, maybe. I don't know. Who? Those were some tough birds, I think. But can those tough Ravens deal with the AFC North that is just loaded with the Pittsburgh Steelers reloading and looking better than ever? The Cincinnati Bengals, always up there. And the Cleveland up-and-coming Browns with chaotic. That is one of the toughest divisions in the NFL. And can Baltimore fly with those guys? I don't know. But it's a scary thought. And his roster and what he might be able to do. And he did spend some money in free agency this season also. Put a ton load of money in one guy. And I don't know. We'll see if it pays off. I believe he plays tonight. And we'll see that first matchup against those Pittsburgh Steelers. And see if he can fly over that competition and peck their eyeballs out, maybe. I don't know. Ooh, spooky. We'll be back after this. Hey guys, welcome back to the next segment of the show. I had to change location, so if it sounds different, it may even sound better, but I won't be able to be in this location every time. But we are back. Let's take a caller. Hello, you're on the line with Tony Bono in the OMFL franchise show. Who's a talking?
Igor.
Igor? Well, that would be about right. It's almost Halloween. Hello, Igor. What are you doing?
Well, I'm looking at calling about my Baltimore Ravens.
You want to know about your Baltimore Ravens? What all do you want to know about them?
Well, I love to watch the Miami Ravens when they play, and they're so good. Do they have a chance in the North?
Igor, I think they do have a chance, but they're going to have to play solid, balanced football in the North, because the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are very formidable foes there. Unless they can pull out some close victories, it's going to be tough. I see them finishing second in the division, possibly third, but there is always a chance. Thanks for calling. All right. Back after this. Hey guys, welcome back to the next portion of the OMFL franchise show. And this is what we call, if you're hot, you're hot, and if you're not, you're not. Well, the hot team in the OMFL, you can't go wrong with the San Francisco 49ers. Big Hurt and those 49ers have just absolutely taken over the OMFL by storm. And I don't see it ending anytime soon. Mo is going to be gone some. He's going to get behind the eight ball here a little bit, I think, to start the season. And it's just going to be a difficult road for the NFC West and anybody in the NFC to overcome Big Hurt and the 49ers. Now, for the portion of the not so hot. And that's right, if you're not, you're not. And you know what? I had to go with a team that was fairly successful. No comp and those Patriots. Losing Tom Brady. He has a rookie quarterback now. And his team's getting a little older. So, even though he had a great season. In season 80, I look for a little bit of a dip in 81, season 81, and look for those Dolphins. Yes, that's right. Those Dolphins to take over the AFC East, and they're going to give him a run for his money this season. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll be back. Welcome back, and this is the final segment of the show. We're going to put a little bow on it, just like Nate says for the Past Live. And hey, give those guys a listen to. Also, check out Fifth Quarter with Cincy Berg and Big Hurt. Those guys are doing good stuff there as well with that show. A lot of games already underway in week two. Yes, week one is in the books. Week two is going forward. And the Saints and the Bucks played to a 27-27 tie last night. That was an unbelievable game. Missed field goal in overtime as time expired for the tie. Bucks never got a shot with the ball in overtime. They had a little bit of a chance to try to score at the end, but could not get anything going. Saints are going to be a force to reckon with. Let me tell you, that defense, he was this dominating maniac in those Bucks. Offensive line, the pass protection was pretty decent, but run blocking was absolutely trashed by the Bucks. And unfortunately, rookie sensation from a year ago, Ronald Jones II is gone for the season with a broken elbow. That's going to be interesting to see what Maniac can do with those Bucks. And I'm sure he's going to be crying about it like he was last night in the chat. But he'll get over it. He's a big boy. I think he is. Anyway, so lots of stuff going on. A lot of games being played. Stay active. I think Outlaw has officially resurfaced and took a breath and went back down. He has some family with some health issues. I'm not sure if we're ready to disclose what it is, or we don't know what it is. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers are with Outlaw and his family. But hey, guys, thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. Really looking forward to see what season 81 and holds for the whole league, and not only our league, but we got the Madden Ballers Club, the Football League, OMFL 2, lots of stuff, lots of things, and of course the Red Dead Redemption 2 game that everybody is playing, Cowboys and Indians, robbing trains, getting shot up and kicked in the face by a horse's hoof. All that fun stuff. Those guys are just living the dream. They just would know to move to Texas, they could live that dream daily. Anyway, not everybody is privileged to be a Texan. But if you are, and if you want to be, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening to the OMFL Franchise Show. I'm Tony Bono. We'll catch you later. Peace. You've been listening to Tony Bono here on the OMFL Franchise Show. Be sure to click on that notification bell so that way you get a notification when we put up a new show. Thanks for your support.